Under orders from the FBI, engineers are draining a Maryland pond today. Investigators are looking for evidence in connection with the anthrax attacks of 2001. The pond is in a municipal forest in the city of Frederick, a short drive from the Army's biodefense lab at Fort Detrick. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The FBI is returning to familiar ground. This winter, investigators searched 10 ponds in the area, sometimes with divers, sometimes when the ponds were covered with ice. The Maryland Department of the Environment is advising the FBI on the draining of the pond today. Rick McIntyre is a spokesperson for the department. We reached him on his cell phone near the pond this morning. He pulled over by the side of the road to talk.
We are actually well into the woods, somewhat northwest of Frederick. It's actually very nice and quiet, birds chirping. The pond is extremely healthy. You know, we see little newts and efts, which are actually small amphibious lizard-like creatures that are coming in and out of the pond. So it's a very serene, very natural area. But unfortunately, the type of work that has to be done here is very unnatural.
The Washington Post reported last month that searches of the ponds here over the winter had uncovered vials wrapped in plastic and a clear box with holes that could accommodate gloves. According to the Post story, some investigators theorized that the culprit might have used the box to load anthrax spores into envelopes, perhaps placing the whole apparatus underwater for extra protection. One anthrax researcher told NPR that sounded like, quote, flaming nonsense, but another said the idea was worth considering. Water from the pond will be pumped off into the surrounding forest. Any fish or wildlife spotted as the water level drops will be captured and moved to a new home. The pond is spring-fed, so when the search is done, it will fill up again. A press release sent out by the city of Frederick said tests indicated there is no threat to public health. While Rick McIntyre was on the phone, several people pulled over to ask him directions. The media is being kept at a distance, but they came anyway.
I'm getting surrounded. Channel 25, and I don't know who this truck is. You feel? Yeah, just keep going. You can't miss them. Just keep going.
The media converged on Frederick last year when investigators searched the apartment of scientist Stephen Hatfill. Hatfill is one of what the FBI called 20 or 30 persons of interest in the case. Last summer, Hatfill denied any wrongdoing and said the FBI and media had turned his life into a wasteland. Evidence in the case has apparently been hard to come by. Rick McIntyre says for sure investigators will find something in this pond.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you find all types of things. Tires, old machinery, road signs. It's very odd, the types of things that you can find in the bottom of a pond.
One way for investigators to tell junk from evidence would be to search for anthrax spores. Martin Hugh Jones, an anthrax researcher at Louisiana State University, says you could search the water or sediment, but if spores were there a year ago, the odds of finding them are
very, very low, to be quite frank. Beyond belief low.
The pond is spring-fed and contains an estimated 50,000 gallons of water. Any spores could be carried away, he says, killed by acidic soil, or destroyed by exposure to the sun.
They're pretty rugged, but they're not immortal. Everyone thinks that they are, but they're not.
In places where anthrax-infected cattle have been burned, he says, the number of spores seems to decrease by about a third every year. A spokesperson for Person of Interest, Stephen Hatfill, said today Hatfill knows nothing about these ponds. He told NPR this weekend that investigators are currently staked out in cars north, south, west, and east of Hatfill's apartment. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.